When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Jillian Michaels Show is sponsored by Health IQ. Health IQ is an insurance company that uses science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, strength trainers, yogis, vegans, and more. So to see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/Jillian. That's healthiq.com/Jillian. Make sure that your family is protected. Hey guys, happy holidays. When we recorded this pack of shows over the last month, I don't think anybody put together it was going to be airing on Christmas. So I wanted to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Merry Kwanzaa, and we're recording this from the comfort of my little brother's room and tacking it onto the show. So go ahead, say hello to the people.
What's up, everybody? Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays, team. Enjoy the show. Who's got news? What's going on?
I got something.
Oh, Jake, you know I love when you got something. What's going on? Is it your dad or girl trouble?
I'm trying to figure out how to feel with girl stuff and what to do.
Oh, no. What happened?
So as you know, it's mid-December now, so it's been... How's it going?
Oh, is it Sydney? Is it our new girlfriend? Is it our new girlfriend? It is. It is. Say hi. Say hi.
She popped her head in.
What happened?
I don't know. She just popped her head in.
And then left?
She said hi and left.
She must have heard you say girls and then left.
I said girls and she popped right in.
Yeah. And then she left. Okay. See, everyone, Jake is in his own little booth, so I couldn't see who walked in. And I knew it was her. I felt it in my bones. I was like, oh my God, it's Sydney. And then, okay. All right. Wait. So this is a sign, by the way. The universe is talking to you. Yes. But okay, tell me what's going on, and then we'll revisit this moment of serendipity.
So I split up with
Kaylee.
Yeah. It's been over 2 months now. And I could count on my one hand how many text messages have been sent in between, between us. And basically the last thing I said was, I wished her a happy birthday back in early November. And
okay.
And then she replied like a few weeks later saying like, we can't be friends. I can't give you a timeline on that. I have some of your stuff. I want to drop it off when I'm in the area. If I could just leave it at your front porch, that'd be great kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like my best friend's been like, I've lost my best friend. We were together for over a year.
Which is
the most serious relationship I've ever been in.
And you have. You have lost your best friend.
And that's
the problem, though, baby, is she doesn't want to be friends, right? She wants to be a couple. And you yourself admitted, like, I need some time. I'm young. I want to be free to move here, go there. And I think that she can't emotionally take the vulnerability of, like, feeling as though she loves you more. which I understand.
I'm not, no, none of the, yeah, none of what I'm saying is blaming her for anything.
No, I know. I'm just wanting you to understand it so on the, so you don't feel rejected.
Yeah. And I mean, it's been hard. I haven't called her once. Like, there's been a few nights I've been out with friends, you know, and been really feeling it, had a few beverages and still didn't even drunk dial her or anything. Like, I've been really good about it. Because, you know, I know her and I know she's like, what she's doing right now is working really hard on herself. I could guarantee that's what she's doing. She just, she's not the kind of person to like have a heartbreak and then go do drugs or like do something terrible to herself or like whatever. I know she's doing all she can for what she thinks is best for herself. And
that's great thing, right? That's what we hope.
Yeah. And that's why I haven't put any.
Is that Sydney again?
No, it's not.
Oh.
It's Kevin.
Oh, hi, Kevin. All right. Never mind. Go on.
That's why I haven't reached out, because I don't want to interrupt whatever she's going through and doing. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know where she even lives. I don't know how she is. Like, I don't want to like hang out with her every weekend and like.
That's a better question. What do you want? Other than your friend back, which is not possible right now.
What I truly want, and I've given this a lot of thought. I wrote, so the about
I was
going to
say,
ago,
yeah.
I wrote her a letter.
Okay.
When I was really, really hurting.
Did you send it?
No.
Thank God.
No, it's on paper.
Okay.
I have no way to get it to her.
Perfect, good. Know, wonderful. Okay.
And I held on to it and I said, you know, I'll give this some time. And if I still want to get it to her, I'll figure out how to get it to her.
Right.
And it's been 2 weeks since I wrote that letter. And I think I do want to get it to her, but I'm still going to wait a little longer and see how I feel.
Okay, what are you hoping will come from the letter?
It basically just says, hey, you know, I think about you often. I wonder how you are and I hope you're well.
Okay.
And then like, you know, I don't want you to worry about me. This isn't me reaching out saying I'm like breaking down or something. It's just, I'm curious and I miss you and I care. And
okay, so you want her to know that you love her as a person.
Yeah.
So that's what you want her to know and that's what you want to convey. What result are you hoping will come of it? Because that's what I want to try to manage for you.
Just some light communication here or there. I mean, she was such a huge part of my life.
Not now, honey. I don't think it's going to happen now.
It's been a few months.
No. No. And what I might try, right? Because you got to think with these kinds of communications, it's like, okay, what do I really want to say beyond like, in the moment, like let's say that it was reversed and you were like, I am furious, you know, you're not feeling that, thank God. But like in those moments, you know, that's when it's like, all right, write it down. Don't, you know, on paper, don't send it, process the information and then think about what do I really want to say? Like what's not my emotional response? What do I really want to say? And then what am I hoping will come of it? Does the way that I worded this facilitate that outcome? And is that outcome realistic? So what I think is, you know what you want to say, and it's loving. You know what outcome you want, and it's possible, but not in this time frame. And that's where I might tweak the letter and be like, hey, I just want you to know X, Y, and Z, and I know you need time from me and what have you, but I cherish, you know, our relationship and I miss you in my life. And whenever, you know, if ever, hopefully whenever you're ready, you know, I will, you know, I'll always have your back. And that's how I would leave it, babe. That way it's like, give her the time, sweetheart. Give her the time to heal.
That's kind of how I replied to her text saying like she can't be friends and stuff like that. I basically said like, you know, I support you growing whichever way you need and whatever's best for you. So, you know, more power to you and I hope all is well.
Yeah.
And that's that. And then, you know, I noticed the other day, I don't go on Facebook. I don't really use it.
None of you kids use that anymore.
But
it's crazy.
My dad, every time I go on, my notifications are from, you know, some groups I'm part of, like dog group or this or that. And then it's the rest of it is all my dad. Paul Libeskind has tagged you in blank. Paul Libeskind has tagged you in blank. And I know they're friends on Facebook, too, and I'm sure the algorithms just pushed me straight to the top.
Yeah.
Anyway, she deleted both of us off Facebook, I noticed, and I was like, oh, man, like, that was, like, the last platform that we were
still connected on.
You know, even connected on. I was like, that's a bummer, like, that she's feeling it, whatever way she's feeling that she has to even, you know, go through that. Because I know she doesn't even use, I don't think she uses Facebook.
I get it, though, Jake. I do that. I'm like, I don't want to. Nope.
I get it.
You know,
too.
And it can be childish. It's like it is. It's like it's the childish. Like, oh, really? I'm unfriending you. But at the end of the day, I think when I've done it, I'm like, all right. You know what? Like, if ever a person comes up that I am unfriending, it makes me angry. That's why. Or like, maybe she doesn't want to see a picture of you and wonder if the girl you're with is your is someone you're dating, right? Like, or like I had that huge falling out with Andy in the beginning of the year, and I was like, oh no, unfriend, because I don't want to see her hanging out with our group of friends and be like, oh well, I wasn't invited. You know, that just makes me angry, and I don't want to feel angry, or I don't want to feel hurt, and then I'm like, I'm out, because it feels like torture almost. And my guess is that it's like she might see you somewhere and think like, oh, I wish I was there, or oh, I miss him, or oh, I remember when we used to do that, or who's that girl. And it's, I am only telling you this in the small chance that you might feel rejected or abandoned, and you seem like, you know, it's all self-preservation for her right now, honey.
I do. I know what it is, and I know, you know, she's getting what she needs. I know she's extremely caring. That was like to a fault sometimes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just feel like how much, you know, my birthday's coming up. Is she gonna even wish me a happy birthday? Like, how long is it gonna go to not even send any form of contact? It just seems like excessive. It's getting to a point where it seems excessive.
It's gonna be a while. It's gonna be a while. And you know what my shrink said to me? He's like, he said when I was, you know, I was looking at like 2017 was like a holy crap. I mean, 2016 for business was like, oh, we're going to completely gut business as you know it, and you're going to, you know, and I didn't know what was coming in 17, right? So everything, every traditional form of media that we were in was just imploding left, right, and center. And this is before it was like, oh, we're going to be working with Amazon and Apple and Google, and I didn't know if the app was going to work. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. It just all fell apart. 17 was like that for relationships. It's just all of it was like, oh my God, implosions everywhere. And I said, I'm like, what am I doing? Like, well, this is crazy. Like, this, and my shrink was like, you're trying to like rationalize this, and that's your way of thinking you can control it. And you can't, Jake. He's like, people have their own characterological issues, right? Like, you can't control what happens. It's not that it may not seem logical. It's not even necessarily something you're doing. It's just who they are and what they're going through, and it's out of your control. And I think that's the hardest part. I really do. I think that helplessness is, for me, is the hardest part.
That's any, you know, anything out of my control gives me anxiety.
There you go. And this is 100% out of your control. It is, babe. She's going to heal on her own time frame. She's going to heal how she's going to heal. You know, and you're like, no, this is a good time frame. And now this is what I would do. And, you know, I've handled this way, and the outcome should be that way. But that's, she's her own being, totally out of your control. And that's where you're like, it's soul crushing. And at the end of the day, I think we have to grieve that, babe. We have to grieve it and leave it in a way that you feel you have integrity. You know what I'm saying? And at least you can say, I dotted the I's, I crossed the T's, I cleaned up my side of the street. And at this point, like, I'm going to lick my wounds and I'm going to release this. And if it's meant to come back, it will, as crappy as that sounds. But it can't be moved, manipulated, massaged, managed, expected. It can't. And I think, I really do believe that is one of the hardest parts.
Yeah, and I'm taking all the things I've learned from, you know, pushing past things back and like trying to glue things together with other people.
Yeah.
When it wasn't ready or anything. And you've seen me there. It's like,
it doesn't. So, you can't force it, sweetie.
Yeah. I am crossing my T's and dotting the I's and stuff.
And at least you can walk away with like a clear conscience. I'm not saying you won't have a heavy heart, but you'll walk away with a clear conscience. And you've also laid the groundwork and foundation for, if there is ever the potential of a relationship, you didn't put a stick of dynamite in the situation. You built your half of the bridge. She's got to build the other, though. And she's in way too much pain to do that right now.
Yeah, I could see that, you know.
I'm sorry, little boogers.
It's okay.
I always end our conversations like that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The world is hard. I'm sorry.
It
is hard. Yeah, I mean, it is. And that's the tough part. That's the reality of life, is that there is just shit that hurts. There just is. And it's like, you can't escape that. So, you know, it's like, that's where that like empathy of like, there's no way to take it away. There's, you know, it's just, how do you manage the pain? And in time it heals, right? If you tend to the wounds in the right way, it will heal. And I've said this to you a million times, Hemingway, stronger in the places we've been broken, because it mends. So, well, that was a beat.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program. Snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours. And it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian, netsuite.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's not forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Guys, I want to talk to you about a new product that I am obsessed with. It's a Molecule air purifier, Molecule with a K. And it's called Molecule because it destroys, this is so cool, it uses nanotechnology to destroy air pollutants, allergens, mold, all kinds of garbage that's in your air. And did you know that your indoor air is more toxic than your outdoor air? Yeah, it is. And that's why I am obsessed with my Molecule air purifier. You guys know how passionate I am about these. I've written about them in my books. I've talked about them on my shows. This one lives in every room of our house, and it is fantastic. One of my kids has allergies, and it's helped her so much with her allergies, especially when it's pollen season. It's really off the chain. It's the bomb. I highly recommend you try it to improve your overall health, especially if you have asthma or allergies. Check it out. You go to molecule.com, and they'll give you $75 off your first order. That's Molecule with a K, MOLECULE.com, and they'll give you $75 off your first order. Are you dehydrated?
Probably.
I think you might be.
Why?
Mood change. Irritability. Increased anxiety. Sunken eyes. Fatigue. Tiredness. Sleepiness. Headache. Joint aches. Muscle cramps.
No, I don't have muscle cramps. All the above except for the muscle cramps.
Low blood pressure?
I don't know.
Rapid heartbeat?
Sometimes.
Fever?
No.
Are you delirious?
Yes.
Unconscious?
No. I think you think so, but I'm not.
Well, this
really
is severe, apparently. Yeah, ignore those. Just go with the first ones. Are you consistently not drinking enough water for an extended period of time?
I think most people are not drinking enough water.
Well, I read this thing on Pop Sugar, and I didn't realize some of it. Like, we know that water speeds metabolism, right? I've always read it was up to 3%. I don't know how true this is, but in their article, they said your body's ability to remove waste, right, go to the bathroom, and detoxify, which you can't, you don't, the concept of detoxification is not like, oh, you just dump all this crap out of your body. Your kidney and your liver, and we've talked about this, right, do the job, but you have to hydrate for them to your organs to function properly. So water is not detoxifying you. It's simply supporting the optimal function of your organs. So in addition, your metabolism is slower without water, which we've talked about. But it said one study found that drinking 16 ounces of water daily increases your metabolic rate by 30%. That's baloney. No way.
I don't know.
That's a hell of a lot. No. That's like, no. 30%? A third? That's like, for me, that's like 450 calories.
How much water do you drink in a day?
I try to get one of these, what is this?
Liter.
I try to get one of these, it's a liter, 33.8 fluid ounces.
I think that's closer to a quart.
I try to get one of these down a day.
Yeah, that's closer to a quart because there's two pints. There's two
and
pints
and honestly,
32.
You want the dirty truth? Like, I invested in Aqua Hydrate because at the end of the day, like, people, you're not going to be at the house. You're going to run out of water in your little canteen, and then you're going to be out of the house and you're going to buy water. You know what I mean? Like, I agree that we should do, I have a filter on the house and I'll drink tap water. But like, when I take off for the day, like, I go through my little canteen. I have a bottled water. And this is kind of how I measure my water intake.
It's how a lot of people do it.
It's also, like, I hate to say, like, it's also, like, alkalized and it has 72 trace minerals. Like, this is performance water, which is how I justify. It's a little different. But it's also how I measure my water. 33.8. And I drink
Can you buy that in a big tub?
Yeah, but like, I can't drink that much water. And then I've read studies that say like, that's too much water. But you know, it's supposed to, you know, help you manage hunger. It's supposed to increase your circulation. It's supposed to help with digestive problems, so you can go poopy shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Fatigue. I do notice that big time. And did you know this? I didn't actually know this. This is where I'm like, is this possible? Your body needs water to break down sugar. That doesn't even make sense. If you're diabetic. I wish I could call Dr. V. I mean, I imagine if you're dehydrated, it would mess up that function, but that's insulin's job. So are they saying your body needs water to make, for the pancreas to make insulin?
I don't know.
I don't either.
You know what? I'm not a doctor.
But here's the thing. Like, reading this, I'm like, that's baloney shorts about the one study, 30%. But the bottom line is, you really need water.
I know. You can feel it, though. Can't you feel it? I can feel when I'm dehydrated.
I get a headache.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm going to break apart.
You're dehydrated today.
Yeah. I'll say. Is that it? Is that the end of the segment?
What are you talking about? Listen to all that shit I just read to you. Listen to all those bad things that happen. And listen to all the ways your life improves when you're hydrated.
Well, okay.
It's like a panacea. You're welcome. Keeps you from breaking apart, doesn't it?
That's right.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, squad, the Jillian Michaels Show is sponsored by Health IQ. Health IQ is an insurance company that uses science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, strength trainers, vegans, and so much more. And to be honest, it's kind of obvious why. I mean, let me give you a few statistics here. Do you realize that physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, a 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive? Your passion for staying in shape and committing to a healthy lifestyle, yes, is reward in itself, but wouldn't it be awesome if you could save a little money on your health insurance as well? Well, Health IQ helps you do that. And if you're like me and you have kids, you got to protect your family. You've got to have life insurance. So to see if you qualify and get your free quote today, go to healthiq.com/Jillian. That's healthiq.com/Jillian. Get your quote today.
So I was reading this article on, it's called thegreatest.com. And it said, what those Beachbody, Soylent, and Isogenic shakes are actually made of. And honestly, like, I don't drink these. I get, like, organic whey with branched chain aminos, protein powder.
Okay.
And I'll, like, put it in a smoothie when I make a shake. And I usually either have it for breakfast or I'll do half of one for a snack. So okay. It's either like 300 and something calories or like 100 and something calories. And I'll put like a banana, organic frozen berries, a little bit of vanilla coconut milk, and some of the protein powder.
Okay.
Right? And I'm like good to go. But I guess I'm guessing that these things, right? Isogenics, Soylent, and Shakeology have become like, oh, you gotta this like multi-level marketing thing. Do you know what that is?
When they keep upselling, you mean?
It's like regular people that get paid, like Mona V, things like that, that get paid to sell you this stuff. So like Beachbody coaches get paid to sell Shakeology, and they can make money off selling Shakeology. So it's multi-level marketing.
Okay.
So in fact, a lot of times with something like Beachbody, they're not even really making money on the content. They make money on the back end of Shakeology. So this article, it appears, is kind of going after those shakes. I really didn't know much about it, but those, because I never looked into it, but they're saying that they're predominantly, here we go, the ingredients, you've got to read the ingredients, and he's like, exactly how much powdered corn, soy, and canola oil do you want to ingest on a daily basis? And I was like, eek, is that really what it is? So they're claiming that they can be meal replacements, right? So like Isagenix and Soylent says they can be a meal replacement, and the shakes are between 200 and 250 calories, but that's actually not a meal replacement, right? That would be a snack. So like they're making claims that they really shouldn't be making. Like 250 calories should not be a meal replacement unless you're morbidly obese under a doctor's supervision. Listen to this. There are 45 ingredients in the vanilla powder from Shakeology. 45. And then in this one from Isagenix, there's 55 ingredients. And none of them are organic. Okay, so hold on. Let's look at some of these ingredients, right? And he's saying, like, the people that are selling it have no idea about nutrition because it's multi-level marketing. All right, proprietary blend, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so here we go. We've got the ingredients. Okay, so whey protein, pre-protein, flax, chia, quinoa, but it's not organic whey. So, okay, ideally, you know, but organic whey is going to be super expensive, I'm just saying. All right, pomegranate, chicory fiber, maca root. This doesn't look that bad to me, this one. I thought it was going to be way worse. Sorry to say. I guess because he like goes off on this one. It doesn't seem that bad. Is that bad? I was expecting like all kinds of garbage. All right, let's check Isagenix. Let's see how bad that one is, Manis. 55 ingredients, Schnoosher.
Okay.
Myo-isoline complex, whey protein concentrate. All right, so it's not organic, but I mean, I do organic whey because organic whey is going to have more omega-3 and less omega-6. As we know, we've talked about the good fats versus the bad fats. Look at all this stuff. I don't see any like hardcore enzyme blend. All right, skim milk powder, fructose, maltodextrin, natural flavor. All right, so maybe, I mean, salt. All right, so it's got some stuff in it, but it's not the end of the world the way this guy's really going after him. Soylent, though, I mean, mother of God, the last thing we all need to be drinking is soy. So that one I'm going to say absolutely no. The process of making oil into a powder requires maltodextrin, which is a high glycemic artificial sweetener. Plus, I mean, you know how I feel about non-organic, non-fermented soy. But I think like when you look at these things, you really got to, I think his point is like, don't just accept it because someone's marketing it to you. Mm-hmm. Really read it and think about what you're trying to accomplish. If I ever made a shake powder, I would either do like clean pea, clean hemp. Although if you take hemp, you can test positive for a drug test. Did you know that?
No.
Told that because at one time I talked about doing a hemp protein shake or organic whey with branched chain aminos.
Okay.
Natural. And then I honestly would like say like flavor it with fruits, banana, coconut milk.
Bob's your uncle, I believe, is what they say after that.
Okay, everybody, we're back and we've got my favoritest person, Dr. Josh Axe, is on with us again today. Dr. Axe, what's up, brother?
Oh, man. Not a lot. Just excited to be here. We got some nice weather in Nashville today. And ready to rock this episode.
Keto diets, man. I need you to speak to us about this. So you guys out there know that I have been very leery, suspicious, not technically a proponent of keto diets. And so when I got on the phone with Dr. Ross and he explained to me explained them to me and like the good, the bad, I was like, all right, I need you to discuss this with the listeners. So first let's talk about what a keto diet is or a ketogenic diet or ketones. So I'm going to hand it over here.
Yeah, sure. So the ketogenic diet, and actually, it was first created by John Hopkins Medical Center. So they were taking care of patients who were dealing with major epilepsy, and they started having them do fasting. And the problem is the people were losing so much weight by doing no calories, of course. And then they started just saying, well, let's just do fat and protein and cut all the carbs. And they noticed that the symptoms of epilepsy greatly increased. In certain cases, they went away completely. And they also noticed that body fat improvements were seen, more balanced blood sugar and insulin levels, cholesterol improved, hormone markers or for hunger levels improved. So the ketogenic diet was backed first by John Hopkins Medical Center. And then they started using it with a number of conditions, from diabetes to heart disease, even cancer, and started seeing some good results with that. And what a keto diet is, it's really cutting all carbs from your diet aside from maybe 5%. So you're typically getting less than 30 calories a day from carbohydrates. And probably 75% of your diet is going to be from fat, maybe 20% protein, 5% carbs or something like that. And that's really what it is. So what happens is your body stops burning glucose for energy or sugar, and your body starts burning fat for energy. And when your body burns fat for energy, it produces something called ketone bodies, which actually has benefits for your brain to use as fuel and other areas of your body. And so really the ketogenic diet, because it's not necessarily cutting calories, it's just counting carbohydrates. And I'll say this, I mean, when I did the ketogenic diet for a period of time, and saw some good results, but I don't believe that the ketogenic diet is a lifetime diet.
Right. Okay. And that's
like,
yeah. Okay. Cause see, that's what I wanted to. So can you talk about then? Cause this is where when I was looking at it and when you and I first discussed it, I was like, well, isn't this a state of medical emergency? Like, how is your brain functioning without blood sugar, and you know, isn't your liver getting taxed like crazy from this because it's got to produce these ketones, and this is like so long term there would be deleterious effect, like negative effects, or so help.
Yeah, I would say, again, all this always goes back to, it really depends on the person. So for instance, if somebody has, like, the people I don't recommend do a keto diet are somebody with liver disease like cirrhosis, or someone that has had their gallbladder removed.
Okay.
Those are really the people that I would say,
no way.
Just no way, don't do the ketogenic diet. For most people, I think a ketogenic diet for a 30-day to even a 90-day, like a 3-month time period, if somebody really needs to get some weight off and has diabetes, needs to balance those insulin levels, I mean, the keto diet is great. But then after that, I recommend doing more of a diet where you're adding some good grains back in, some gluten-free oats, some sprouted rice, some fruit, you know, doing those, adding those back in, or doing what we call keto cycling, where, hey, one day you're doing, maybe you're doing carbs 3 days a week now, and every other day you're doing more of the high fat. So you're kind of alternating where your body can actually go in and out of ketosis, which is probably what most likely our ancestors did. It's sometimes they had carbs, sometimes right. They didn't. You know, it was more cycling going in and out of. But if somebody does a ketogenic diet long term, let's say 2 years or 3 years, like a really long time,
okay,
it is going to really start to stress the liver and gallbladder. I mean, those are the two organs that are the most stressed by it. But the organs that reap the most benefits from a ketogenic diet long term are going to be the brain, typically the pancreas. And then in general, your organs responsible for metabolism, even your thyroid. So these organs, if you do it for a short period of time, can kind of help you experience a breakthrough before you add some carbs back in.
You know, this for me has been, again, enlightening, like all of our other talks, because I didn't understand, or no one ever really explained to me. Like, on one hand, I'd have a doctor tell me, well, you know, this is going to be really hard on your liver or this or that. And then another one would say, oh, no, it has all these benefits. And you're like, well, which is it? And this actually kind of makes perfect sense to me, because like everything, it's done in moderation. It, you know, so you reap the benefits, but you never incite the negative components of it. My only question too is like, let's say I did, okay, carbs on Tuesday and none on Wednesday, which I'm starting to really understand the benefits of this kind of incremental fasting as well for like these finite periods of time. So you get the health benefits without damaging your metabolism or compromising your muscle tissue. But can you get into ketosis in a day's time? Don't you need to like totally deplete or is that possible?
So my answer is this. It depends on, again, it's always, sorry, it's very gray.
Okay, so, okay, yeah. It always is, which is why it's, yeah, which is why it's...
For someone who's fit like yourself, I'll give you my wife, for instance. My wife is very fit, and it typically takes her 2 days. Now, so what she does carb cycling where she does a carb day and then 2 days of keto. Carb, 2 days of keto when she does it. So that's more what she does because it does take her 2 days to get into keto. If somebody is doing carbs but not doing lots of carbs every other day, then they can. But again, it's more like one piece of fruit and a half in a serving of grains and not. But again, I think in general, typically it would take 2 days. But again, I think everybody's body's different. I think a keto, again, it's more of a breakthrough diet for people. You got neurological issues, it's one of the best. Metabolic issues, one of the best. But again, hey, I recommend, hey, let's do it for 3 months. And then after that, hey, then add some carbs. Just don't go and eat pasta and potato chips and whatever every meal. Just eat healthy then, and most people do pretty well.
You brought up our ancestors, right? And I know this is another subject, but can we just touch on paleo? What do you think our Paleolithic ancestors actually did eat?
So let me start and say this. So first off, the problem is people will do these diets and do them all wrong. So they will find what are the three things that are bad on this diet, and I would eat that every single meal. It's like you know, I have people come in and I'm on the paleo diet. I eat butter and bacon.
Yes.
All day.
Yes. Really. Okay. And you can't find, by the way, a consistent, like I've seen paleo. It's like, we eat honey. We don't eat honey. We eat garbanzo. No, we don't eat garbanzo. I mean, I can't, I'm like, oh my God. And then you're right. People will tell me they're doing exactly that. I'm like, no, this is no good. So, okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, so my thought is this one, whether you're following a keto or paleo diet, you need to load up on grains. When your body is in ketosis, you become more acidic in general. So you need to do a lot of greens, green juices when you're on a keto diet. So I just wanted to say that paleo, I would say again, if we're talking about hunting and gathering, which is what they're saying, well then you're eating fruit, you're eating vegetables, you're eating meat, and that's most of it. And so you're not necessarily, you know, again, they weren't doing dairy probably. I mean, that's the fact of the matter. I mean, they weren't doing butter. They weren't getting out churns and churning butter. Okay. If that's what we're all saying the paleo diet was.
So not happening. Okay. Got it. Fair enough.
Yeah. So I would say, and my thoughts too are this is that again, there's a lot of different opinions based on evolution or creationism that could take this in different directions, but I'll say this. We found even in fossils that people were farming, you know, 6,000-8,000 years ago. And so, you know, our Paleolithic ancestors, if somebody's all in on evolution and that we came from a single cell organism, monkey, whatever, you know, then, you know, it's maybe a different conversation, okay. But I can tell you this is that, you know, when we look at 6,000 or 8,000 years ago, people were consuming mostly wild meat, vegetables, fruits, and then they were doing some ancient grains. And I think if somebody, I think if grains are prepared the right way, I think they're fine. The other issue with paleo, let me just say this, is some of the foods that they say, like almonds, for instance, can be on there and chia seeds can be on there, but then like quinoa can't.
Right, right.
Well, chia seeds are actually a grain.
It doesn't make any sense. That's what I mean. You can't get a straight answer because I've... Like on it's just crazy to me. I tried to understand it, and I'm like, "What is your logic for not eating quinoa? Oh, this, what was it? The saponins or something in it is inflammatory." Yeah. But then I was like, "It's not though, isn't it anti-inflammatory?"
Yeah, so what they get into is they say, well, these foods, grains, have high amounts of phytic acid, lectins, saponins, and all the other, you know, enzyme inhibitors, and those cause inflammation. They bind to minerals. You can't digest them.
Right, okay.
So that's what they say. But the truth is all nuts have those too. Like, all nuts and seeds also have those. And so they couldn't find enough food for people to put in their diet. So like, well, we'll allow nuts because they don't have as high a carbohydrates. We think they're less inflammatory. But that really is just not necessarily true.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, of course, as always. You guys, go to – okay, Jake caught me on this. So now I am going to get this one right. store.draxe.com/Jillian. So it's store.draxe.com/Jillian, but it's D-R instead of D-O-C-T-O-R. For all things Dr. Axe, supplements and all blogs and information and incredible stuff is all on there. And of course, we are honored to have you on. And as our regular contributor, you are awesome. Thank you again, sir.
Awesome. Yeah, you too, Jillian. Hey, thanks.
Guys, we want to talk to you. We want to hear from you. We want your questions. Write us at Jillian Michaels Podcast. @gmail.com. Bye-bye.